On this Transformational Tuesday, there is a community event coming up that is designed to increase the unity in our community. It's the first annual Juneteenth Community Heritage Music Festival. And I have in studio some of the committee members who are helping make this happen. Effie Hernandez is working in conjunction with the College of Eastern Idaho. We have Laura King from the Idaho Falls Japanese American Citizens League, and also Mosey from the Heart Events. So one of the things that I love about the theme of this event is there's room for everyone. And when you look at what's going to be happening during this two-day event, it really is about bringing everyone together. I'll start with you, Effie. What is it that you hope people will walk away from this event with?
Thank you. So I'm from the Shoshone Bennett tribe here from the Fort Hall Indian Reservation. So I'm a proud member of that community. And so when being asked to take part in this event planning, I was really excited because it's really about what the event is about. Everyone is welcome. And it's about understanding the history of this part of Idaho and the people who helped build the foundation of where we are today. And so this is an exciting time for us to learn, to be involved, and also to take whatever they feel like is meaningful to them. I'm excited to be a part of it. It's an amazing event. It's going to be great.
It is going to be great. And yeah, when you look at the rundown of the performers, I think there is really, truly something for everyone. Laura, I would love to ask you this. Same question.
So I am originally from Idaho Falls, and one thing that growing up here it seemed to greatly lack was diversity, but it has grown. And I'm not sure if everybody is quite aware of how much it's grown and how it has become so multicultural. And this event really gives the opportunity to present Idaho Falls as it truly is today versus what people remember it as. And I feel like that will bring in more people, as well as creating a little bit more education and tolerance for those people who are a little different than us. It doesn't matter what we are on the outside, it matters what we are on the inside.
That's my goal. I love that you're kind of highlighting the fact that, hey, Idaho Falls has made some positive transformations. It is going to be really fantastic. Mosey, so same question out to you.
My favorite part about this event is that it hasn't really been done in Idaho Falls. And I grew up knowing what Juneteenth was, and I being a big part of the music community where I grew up, I've always done something when it comes to music events and everything like that. And so now that Idaho Falls is finally getting to a place where we're able to participate in things that people have been doing for years, that's exciting to me, because that's gonna get people motivated to both have more fun with each other and really get together as an actual community. So it's not as separated. So we're not walking around like we're strangers, just nodding our heads every once in a while, but actually get to know each other.
I love that. And this kind of an event is sure to strengthen the unity within our community. That's what it's really all about, and that's going to perhaps help them feel more connected to the community and a little bit more welcome. All right, let's kind of break it down. Let's start with the June 15th event. This is Saturday. It happens northwest of the farmers market. You guys just jump in and tell us a little bit about what people can really expect from that Saturday event.
I think that it's truly a celebration of our differences. And this is actually the first, I believe, multicultural music festival Idaho Falls has truly had. We will have a blues and Motown singer. We will have taiko drummers. We'll have a bluegrass band, fiddlers. We've got the Shoshone Bannock dancers and drummers. We're working right now to get somebody from the Hispanic or the Latinx community in there, because we just really want the community to truly be representative. And this gives everybody an opportunity to see who really is here. It's not just the neighbor that you see every day.
Think about how much fun is going to be having these amazing performers right next to the farmers market. So you'll be able to get your shopping done for the week, or your meal prep, and then walk right over to some amazing music and amazing people.
Yeah, and I think it's an opportunity too to keep the community involved with what other events those different populations who are going to be coming on Saturday, to showcase what else is happening in the community. So there's a lot of powwows going on and right now. There's a lot of different cultural, again, events that are happening just right here. And, you know, this is an opportunity for them to showcase their amazing talents, not only at this event, but if individuals want to learn more and be involved more, then that's an opportunity for them to make some connections.
Wouldn't it be cool if there's a kid walking by our celebration, our music festival, and they see one of these performers, and then in a few years they get that passion and they're performing at one of our future events?
That would be amazing. Like, yeah.
That's what building a community is giving that inspiration.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I think also seeing our younger generations get excited, seeing people like them doing all these amazing things is inspiring our youth to want to do this in the future.
We actually have Bright Star Production, which is a youth organization that does theater, and they are going to be doing two performances. They're going to perform two songs. So that brings our youth on stage, and that also gets the youth that is there to see it excited and wanting to be involved.
Exactly. They're the leaders of tomorrow. And
yeah, well, the way that we got connected to it was Laura got asked me if there's any performers that could possibly perform. Then she went over to Mike's Music to rent equipment, and Juan over there, hi Juan, he was like, you need a sound guy, and then send her straight back to me, and then that's when we were able to get involved. This is right up the heart's alley, and that's why we'll be here and at future ones too.
Thank you.
And I'm sure you can all, KID crew, feel the energy and excitement that these three are bringing, and I've been able to attend these meetings alongside these three and the others, and it is just an energizing group. Everybody has a passion for what's happening, and I have no doubt that that's going to shine through. So be sure to mark your calendars for Saturday, June 15th, northwest of the Farmers Market. You'll be able to catch all that fantastic entertainment. It is going to be an event. All right, I'm going to keep Effie and Laura and Mosey in studio, and when we come back, we'll chat about day two of this Juneteenth Community Heritage Music Festival. This is a red velvet evening at the Colonial Theater. It happens on Wednesday, June 19th, and we'll get you all the details coming up. I really have to say that this event is something that fits beautifully on Transformational Tuesday, because this event is all about transforming our community in the most positive ways. And if you stop and think about it, this is really giving us as a community an opportunity to lead out and to showcase the fact that there is room for everyone. And that simple truth has the power to make the most positive of transformations possible. All right, so we will take a really quick break, but when we come back, we'll wrap things up with Laura and Effie and Mosey and get you all of those details. I'm telling you what, this is going to be a memorable event, something that I have no doubt people are going to be talking about, and I think this is a place where there will be plenty of inspiration on display. We'll be right back.